Today's devotion on this Easter Monday is simply titled, The Day After Easter by Bob Coughlin. What were the days following Jesus' resurrection like for the first disciples? Jesus had died, and he was dead no longer. Just as he promised, he had overcome death, the last enemy. But what did it all mean? Surely it took time for them to fully comprehend the whirlwind of events that had taken place the previous week. Before he returned to his Father, Jesus helped his followers to realize some of the implications. His death and resurrection were no aberration in God's plan. They were the plan. God had accepted Jesus' payment for the sins of his people. Animal sacrifices were no longer necessary. Jesus' resurrection assured us that those he had redeemed would also receive glorified bodies on the last day. His defeat of the grave anticipated the time when all of creation would be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. You know, many people will move on from Easter Sunday to just this ordinary Monday, unaware of the significance of all they heard about the previous day. They'll continue to fight sin in their own strength, think the meaning of life lies somewhere outside God's provision in Christ, and battle a nagging fear of death. The resurrection will fade into the white noise of their lives, making no discernible impact. So today, let's not all make that same mistake. Souls gripped tight in Satan's grasp, by God's grace, are free at last. So today, let's let the reality of our Savior's empty tomb fill us with great joy, great hope, and great peace today and every day.